The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you watch Dancing with the Stars? Wow, that's quite a few. Now, don't you think it would be better if you turned off the TV and you got up and you did your own dancing? I mean, don't you think you'd be in better shape? Well, think about that. Now, I want to reveal something about myself that I haven't revealed yet, but I think it was 1968, I graduated from Mrs. Cooper's School of Dance in Webster, New York. Yes, we learned ballroom dancing. We learned the foxtrot, the cha-cha, the waltz. And then at the end of the school time, we had a formal dance. We even learned how to cut in. It was really great. We also learned how to avoid having to cut in by making figure eights, always in back of Mr. Cooper, who made sure that you were dancing. But what does dancing have to do with the Most Holy Trinity? Well, I'll tell you. There is a word, it's an ancient Greek word called perichoresis. Now you can amaze your friends by using it at a cocktail party. Perichoresis, it was used by the fathers of the church to try to get a little bit of an understanding of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, three divine persons. And the word has various interpretations or definitions, but one of the ways it was defined was a sort of a dance, a circle dance, moving together, so that when the fathers of the church tried to show how the Trinity is as a unity of three divine persons, they came up with this image of three beings, three divine persons dancing together perfectly. And of course, if you watch Dancing with the Stars, the two people that are dancing have to know what the other one's doing, right? They have to be in perfect sync with one another, and they make it look effortless then. Well, here we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit sort of dancing together perfectly. Why? Because they are a community of divine beings who are in perfect relationship with one another, perfect love, perfect recognition of one another's fullness of divinity. So we look at the Holy Trinity as a sign of what we as the church are called to be, a unity, a community of people who in a sense dance together. We know what our role is, we know what we're supposed to be doing, we know what our steps are, so that when we work together as many members of the one body of Christ, we're doing it in sync with one another. Now, of course, we fail to do that often. That's what sin is all about. But there's no reason why we can't do it well, because we have all of the gifts of God that help us to focus on what we're supposed to be doing. We have the sacrament of the Eucharist, which we're celebrating right now, which is the sacrament that brings us into intimacy with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And how do we begin the Mass? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are blessed in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit before we go off. So we're here with the Holy Trinity right now to be blessed, to be nourished, to be changed, so that we can do what we're called to be and do as the body of Christ. We have the sacrament of reconciliation, of penance, so that when we aren't dancing well with one another, when we're not a community of unified persons, well, then we can get the forgiveness we need to get back into the dance so that things can move along smoothly. So even though we're all individuals with individual talents and gifts, we're called as members of the body of Christ, members of the church, to bring all those gifts together, to combine them in this beautiful community, unity of many diverse individuals, so that we can do the work that God has given us. And again, as I've always said, the work is to proclaim the gospel, to live it, to live the paschal mystery, that is the suffering and death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and to take that news, that good news, out into the world, to proclaim it to others. Because if we look out into the world, what do we see? Do we see a lot of peace? Do we see a lot of unity? In fact, it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. We have one Islamic group fighting against another Islamic group. We have Christians who have all sorts of strange beliefs, and yet they can continue to call themselves Christians. We as Catholics are called to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, the Word of God spoken to us, who shows us the way, and with the help of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to do the will of God. Now, there's another image of the Trinity that St. Bernard of Clairvaux uses, and St. Bernard is one of our patron saints for our diocese. But St. Bernard puts it this way: the Father kisses the Son, and that kiss is the Holy Spirit. The Father kisses the Son, and that kiss is the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a beautiful image of the Trinity, of perfect love, perfect fidelity? And we could ask ourselves, as Christians, as members of the body of Christ, are we good kissers? Like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? In other words, do we truly love and honor one another? Do we look out for one another? Do we try to help one another to grow in our faith and to take it out into the world, to proclaim it? Now, of course, we can't fully understand what the Holy Trinity is all about. We're not God. We are created beings. God is uncreated. He always was, always will be. But God has created us in his image and likeness, so that one day we can share in his divinity. So we do have some insights into that Trinity. And as I said, the beautiful insight that we get from the early fathers of the church is that God, although three divine persons, is one God. There's perfect unity. They move together perfectly. There's never a need to adjust any movement. They're always in perfect community with one another. Are we in perfect community? Well, we're called to be a perfect community, to keep working on our unity as the body of Christ. So we all have different gifts, we're all unique individuals, but each one of us fits into the body of Christ, the church, in a beautiful way. So we're called to find out how we fit in a particular way into the church, and to keep recognizing that we've got to keep our focus on our role as disciples, as Christians, to keep doing what we're called to do, so that we're always in sync with what God is doing through the church. So we have a wonderful, wonderful destiny. God says, we want you, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, wants us one day to be with them in heaven, to share in that beautiful dance that they have, a dance of perfect unity and community. And so we're working at it right now. We're practicing that unity, that love, that perfect love right now. So again, we have all the graces that God could possibly give us so that we can be the body of Christ. Many diverse people, and yet one in God, who is both Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.